here's what's coming up for Memphis Wrestling. Join us next Sunday, October 17th, for our next live TV taping featuring WWE star The Boogeyman and Impact Wrestling's Crazy Steve. Meet The Boogeyman and Crazy Steve at our VIP experience. Pick up your seats with our new seating chart at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. Thursday, October 21st, is our next free watch party at Dave & Buster's in Memphis. Watch WWE Crown Jewel with us absolutely free. Plus, we'll give you a free power card. Remember, that's a special Thursday afternoon viewing at Dave & Buster's Wolf Chase. Saturday, October 23rd, Memphis Wrestling returns to Commerce Street Market in Hernando for Fall Brawl. Join us for corn dogs, funnel cakes, big sales, and Memphis Wrestling absolutely free. Featuring The Gun Show, Bret Michaels, Action Jackson, Gentleman Jervis, Skyler, and more. That's October 23rd at Commerce Street Market, 2 p.m. bell time. And happening right now until 5 p.m., you can catch our very own Dustin Starr at AutoZone Park as he hosts the inaugural Premier Rugby Sevens Championship. Get your tickets at prsevens.com/tickets. Stay tuned for more details on our official social media channels at CW30 Wrestling.
Music is my life, and I bet it's yours too. After all, we're all very complicated beasts. You're not just into wrestling. You're into other stuff too. And that's where the Record Store comes in. I've got 1,000 CDs or so, and I've been a rock fan for as long as I've been old enough to go to, well, the Record Store. So every week, I close my eyes, stand in front of my collection, and randomly grab a CD. Whatever I pull out. It could be old, could be brand new. It's what I cover in that episode. It could be anything, from Asia to Yes, from John Cougar to Elton John, from Rumors to Weird Al's Greatest Hits. You just have no idea. I do a little bit of homework on the artist, talk about what they mean to me, and who knows, maybe I've had a chance encounter with one of them. And finally, I review the album track by track. I might confirm that it's one of the greatest albums of all time, or I might conclude that buying that album calls for me to have my head examined. Who knows? So join me, Lance Levine, twice a month, right here at the Record Store, and let me remind you how much the music means to you as well.
Join our Patreon site with the lowest tier being $3. Go to patreon.com/shootingthishiznit without a G. We have over 400 episodes uncut and uncensored, and we also give away big prizes. Join today. Upcoming events for American Hostile Championship Wrestling on October the 9th. Join the stars of HCW at 20 Charger Lane in Deering, Missouri. Bell time 8 p.m. Ringside tickets $12. General admission $10. Save $2 a ticket by getting your tickets in advance. Call 573-359-4390 or mark at 636-232-3313. The stars of AHCW appearing include Derek the King, Justin Case, the Missouri Bad Boys, Queen Caitlin, Tag Team Champs the Young Goats, Big Jack Parker, Mid-American Champion Trent Daniels, AHCW Champion Zero Hop Guy Smith, and many more. Stop right there. Also, on October the 23rd is the third anniversary of American Hostile Championship Wrestling, and it's going to be in Cooter, Missouri. That's right, October the 23rd. All the stars will be on hand for that night, and, well, you never know who will show up. Follow American Hostile Championship Wrestling on Facebook by searching American Hostile Championship Wrestling. Be there! We can all help prevent suicide. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline provides 24/7 free and confidential support for people in distress, and also prevention and crisis resources for you and your loved ones. Call 1-800-273-8255. We'll be right back.
rolling into Memphis, doing it their way. Tell everybody it happens Saturday. There's a rocking and a rolling, a little funky too. Listen every Saturday, 'cause you got nothing else to do.
The Mimpo. Here are your hosts, BT and Rhino JB. Daddy!
Woo! Bruh! Mercy, Daddy. With love from Jonesboro, Arkansas. 304 Studios right here. This is STSPod.club production. I'm JB, and over there's BT. How's it going, BT? Oh, wait. I got confused. How's it going, brother?
Pretty good. I was going to say be there, but I decided not to. How you doing today?
Yeah, don't be stealing my stuff now. Don't be stealing my stuff.
Well, if I'm BT.
Oh, that's right. And you love your mama, too, don't you? You love your mama.
Of course.
You
know
you
do.
Guys, we announced this on Twitter this morning. We wanted to tell the winner real quick of the Skimmerhorns were in the Shiznit battle against each other. This is the first time we had two brothers go against each other. And the winner, 71% of the vote over 29% of the vote. So he kind of slaughtered you. I'm sorry. But Brad Skimmerhorn is the Shiznit champion. So congratulations, Brad. Also, tonight, in Deering, Arkansas, the Young Goats will be there defending their American Hostile Championship Wrestling tag belts. And also the Missouri Bad Boys and Derek the King, all there tonight in Deering, Arkansas. If you're in Southeast Missouri and you're watching us right now, plenty of time to get out there. 7:30, doors open, 8 o'clock bell time. All right. If this is the first time you've joined us, then shame on you. All right. Shame on you. We do a roundtable format of hits, misses, MVP. What do we look forward to most, next week, or as it goes, as Memphis Wrestling weeks end kind of thing, and then thumbs up or thumbs down. So let's get started, man. What are your hits?
My hits this week, we saw the Skimmerhorns versus Young Goats. You know I love these guys. Whenever they link up in that ring, I get a little bit of wrestling action that I like to watch. They keep a good pace. But what I really, really enjoyed about this match was the energy from the Young Goats afterwards. These guys can not only go in that ring, but we're seeing their character development on the microphone, interacting with the fans, getting the people alive, getting them into it. And I can't wait to see what they do with that energy heading into the future. Still, your tag team champions. Also, that fire from Austin Lane and his promo, looking to not just beat K-Tumor, but break him in half. Oh, man. Now, you and I were just talking a little bit about storytelling. There's some great storytelling happening here between Austin Lane and K-Tumor. Can't wait for the next chapter. Another hit for me this week was Camille launching Nikki Lane in their match. She launched her from the top rope in the tag team match. Camille launched Nikki Lane from the top rope, setting up for the spear. I loved it. I said, you know what? That's a good way for two champions to utilize their strength and ability right there, making it work, getting the 1-2-3. Also, another hit, King Cobra is a special ref in the main event. I thought was a nice touch. In all honesty, I thought it might be the number one contender, Mike Anthony. I thought, this is going to be a mess where somehow, some way, the champion retains. But what we got was King Cobra calling it right down the middle, a legend, special ref for a special moment as we got a new champion. And those are my hits this week. Shout out to Bret Michaels.
Man, I'm right there piggybacking almost everything you put. Young Goats versus Skims, really good match. They need to come up with a real cool name for that finisher. Come on, guys, come up with a name. The girls' match was so solid. It was exactly what it should have been. Nikki got in there. They took the heat, did the hot tag. Boom, boom, like I like to say, boom, 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 and it was over. And I really liked the way they booked it. I criticized them a little last week, but I really liked the way that was booked. Loved Cobra being the special ref. You got to throw those legends in there. We really hadn't seen him in a while, and he's been part of the story that this story that finally ended today started in March. So he was part of that. I got to give a hit not only to the match, but that suplex that Allen took, that veteran, remember he's a veteran, that veteran that he took, And man, they didn't even mention this on TV, but my final hit, and we'll talk about Bret Michaels as we go here for something else, but my final hit was about the 47-minute mark, guys. If you go watch it on YouTube, there's a little boy crying. And that's a hit for me because that's a heel taking his poster from him. And there's real feelings there, guys. Real feelings. And I love that. All right, man. What was your misses for the week?
My misses, pretty much what they've always been for the past couple of weeks. Audio. Something going on with the entrance and microphones. I don't know if they're turned up too loud. I don't know what the technical issue could be or how to fix that. But there's some leveling adjustments that need to happen because it makes it a tough listen with that. It just sounds like it's blaring. And then it's just not level with the intro music. It seems like when you're watching, the intro music is playing. And then as soon as that mic hits, it's just popping through. I don't think it's just my speakers here, but it's popping through the speakers there. And that's really my only miss here.
I got to agree with you again. Sound, that it was a miss everywhere. Dustin was even talking at one time to production, something about the commercial. I don't know if they missed that. Music just stopped on the commercial. As the commercial was going at the very end, we couldn't hear anything. We couldn't hear the end of the commercial, the music at the end of the commercial. You could hear the commercial, but not the music wasn't synced in. We didn't hear anything that Rebel Kel said. I guess I could go back and put my earphones on, but no, we didn't hear anything. That was that third mic. It wasn't working at all. So it's all sound. Before we get to MVP, we had WTF this past week, one of our most listened episodes in the series. Our episodes is WTF every month. It's got news about wrestling and MMA, and we just take the 10 craziest stories. All the episodes, though, this month, Rhino, I want to tell you, me and you are doing the only wrestling interview episodes because rest of the month, it's Rocktober. See Rocktober there? See Rocktober? I can't do that. I cannot do that. I'm not aware of it. There we go. It's Rocktober. All episodes are going to be the record store, and there's two special live record stores that we don't even know what we're doing yet. So it's going to be fun. And also we're giving away all proceeds to breast cancer awareness. As you can see, the pink around the banner here. You go to tinyurl.com/wehavemerch. I tell you what, I'm going to put that on the screen. It's www.tinyurl.com/wehavemerch. All money. And I'm going to tell you what, not only the pink shirt, but anything you buy there, we'll give the proceeds there in October. Now, MVP. Who's your MVP for the week?
My MVP this week will be none other than the new Heritage Champion, Bret Michaels, the Gun Show, baby, doing the damn thing, getting that championship, putting an end to the madness known as Alan Steele. He's my MVP, Bret Michaels.
Man, I should have just called you and just let you done it because I'm agreeing with everything you say this week, which is surprising. But I am agreeing with everything. We got to give it to Bret Michaels. And there was, talking about emotion with the kid crying, we also had the emotion with the win. Did you see the crowd pop? I mean, I wish the sound would have been better. We could hear it, but Dustin was talking about how loud the crowd was. I've heard it from more than one or two guys that was there that told me that the pop that Bret got, or they said the pop at the end of the championship match, which I assume Bret was winning, but I still didn't know. So thank everybody for not telling me. But the pop there, Bret got, this story meant something to everyone because Bret, they want him as champion. He is their top babyface. And big thumbs up to Bret Michaels. And he is our MVP for the week. So after the MVP every week, what do? We do the question of the week. Dustin sends in, or you send in questions of the week to Dustin. And Dustin has the question of the week. So here we go. Question of the week.
Hello, everybody. Dustin Starr here coming to you from the Memphis Wrestling Wrestle Center to answer your question of the week. This comes from Superfan95. He wants to know if we ever plan or have discussed running weekly shows just like the good old days, or a monthly show in a town, not just here at the Wrestle Center? And to answer the question, absolutely. With our current television taping and schedule, it could actually be every single week, just like the good old days right here at the Memphis Wrestling Wrestle Center. But currently, we do run monthly shows right here at the Wrestle Center, where you can come and watch the live television tapings multiple times a month, and even have a big Memphis Wrestling Saturday night every couple of months that gives you a special nighttime feel, prime time Memphis Wrestling. But stay tuned to the schedule at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com and be sure to watch Championship Wrestling from Memphis each and every Saturday at high noon on CW30 in Memphis, Ritter Communications Tube Town in Jones Boogie, and anywhere in the world at youtube.com/championshipwrestling. We are Memphis Wrestling. Oh, yeah.
Are you enjoying the episode?
Well, Cash App us. That's right. $BTSTS. You don't have Cash App? Download it and get $5. That's right. $5. That's $BTSTS. $BTSTS.
Join our Patreon site with the lowest tier being $3. Go to patreon.com/shootingtheshiznit without a G. We have over 400 episodes uncut and uncensored, and we also give away big prizes. Join today.
Our Uber Eats code eats-brianT24790UE. That's eats-brianT24790UE. Use that code and get $20 off a $25 order. All right, back from sponsors. If you're listening to the back from commercials, we'll thank our sponsors. If you're listening to the audio version, if not, you're sticking in here with the there is the actual number question of the week you can send in. And I need to send you this, but we have a really interesting question coming down the line. 501-232-1701. Email us to stspodclub@gmail.com. We had somebody take this to another stage. It's going to be hilarious. I think Dustin will smile with it and go with it. So MVP, what do you look forward to the most for next week? And, let me ask you really quick. Do you think that this promotion, now they're drawing well for the Memphis show, do you feel like there could be so that they have weekly shows, two or three, you know, running a show every night or ever maybe three times a night? Do you think that's something they could do?
I think a weekly show could be done, a nightly weekly show. I think choosing the right day is the tough one on that. You know, it comes down to the people – they know the people that know the numbers and the stats of the crowd, but if the wrestlers and everybody is down to work, I don't see why it couldn't be done at least once a week live. I think a lot of people would be really interested to see that and be a part of that.
I think there's a lot of logistics to it because a lot of these guys, and we talk about this, they're not full-time wrestlers. They tape mm-hmm. on Sunday, which also gives them the opportunity to work Friday and Saturday somewhere. I think that would be the biggest, getting that over and saying, yeah, okay, you work for us, and Friday and Saturdays is big wrestling days, and we do tapings on Sundays, whatever. I do think also, we spoke about American Hostile Championship Wrestling. That's endearing tonight. But they have done something where they don't go to the same town except maybe one every quarter. You know, so I think that might be one of those things where you could not have a weekly. Now, if you do have a weekly show, I think it should be right there in Memphis. And then, you know, as it grows, you may have to actually have an arena instead of, so, you know, I mean, You got X amount of people that you could fit in that building. I don't know if you could just expand it or go to a bigger building. So it'd be interesting to see what they would do and if they could be successful. So, all right. So what do you look forward to the most either next week or into the future?
Next week, man, I'm hoping we see the number one contender get the match that he deserves one-on-one. No matter who the champion is, the number one contender remains the same. Same problem, same issue, same madman looking for some gold. Mike Anthony, I'm looking forward to next week.
Oh, that's all I can think about right now. They did a little bit about Country Rock, and they may be trying for a title match. And I know they haven't really told us who the contenders are. And I don't know who the contenders are for the ladies' title. But we know we got Big Bad Mike Anthony sitting there, and who is me and you talked about this a lot, that he's a superstar. He's got superstar wrote all over him. There's some of these guys that and I think they've picked the right people to be champs, because we got two guys and young goats who future, huge future in the business. And same would go with Michael Anthony. He is a star. So yeah, that's the kind of stuff I'm looking forward to. Where are they gonna go? And also, I want to know what happens with the former Heritage champion Alan Steele and where all that goes. So it'd be fun to see what they do with him. And okay, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs up for me. Thumbs up.
I have to go thumbs up, guys. That was a really good show. It was a good build for it. Look forward to what you're doing next week. But it was one of those shows that the story – I always say that. I started saying this about 6 weeks ago, but it's the stories, the long stories and the short stories of Memphis wrestling. And the storytelling has been fantastic. And the long story of Bret Michaels finally winning the title belt, and we are all excited about it. Excited to see what they do with the babyface champ.
All right, man. I actually got one more miss for you. A side note.
Give it to me.
No Maria Starr.
Oh, no Maria. I noticed that. I don't know what was going on there, but yeah, we miss you, Maria. I think this was the first show she was not on.
I think so.
I think you're right. All right, guys. Same bad time, same bad channel. On the best little wrestling podcast in the business. Be there. And as everyone knows, I love my mama.
Me too.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Here's what's coming up for Memphis Wrestling. Join us next Sunday, October 17th, for our next live TV taping featuring WWE star The Boogeyman and Impact Wrestling's Crazy Steve. Meet The Boogeyman and Crazy Steve at our VIP experience. Pick up your seats with our new seating chart at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. Thursday, October 21st, is our next free watch party at Dave & Buster's in Memphis. Watch WWE Crown Jewel with us absolutely free. Plus, we'll give you a free power card. Remember, that's a special Thursday afternoon viewing at Dave & Buster's Wolf Chase. Saturday, October 23rd, Memphis Wrestling returns to Commerce Street Market in Hernando for Fall Brawl. Join us for corn dogs, funnel cakes, big sales, and Memphis Wrestling absolutely free. Featuring The Gun Show, Bret Michaels, Action Jackson, Gentleman Jervis, Skyler, and more. That's October 23rd at Commerce Street Market, 2 p.m. bell time. And happening right now until 5 p.m., you can catch our very own Dustin Starr at AutoZone Park as he hosts the inaugural Premier Rugby Sevens Championship. Get your tickets at prsevens.com/tickets. Stay tuned for more details on our official social media channels at CW30 Wrestling.
You want the best, you got the best. The best little wrestling podcast in the business. All episodes on www.stspod.club. Did you enjoy that episode? Cash App us at $BTSTS. If you've never downloaded the Cash App,
Download it today. You'll get a free, that's right, a free $5 for using the code $BTSTS. That's $BTSTS. Upcoming events for American Hostile Championship Wrestling on October the 9th. Join the stars of HCW at 20 Charger Lane in Deering, Missouri. Bell time 8 p.m. Ringside tickets $12. General admission $10. Save $2 a ticket by getting your tickets in advance. Call 573-359-4390 or mark at 636-232-3313. The stars of AHCW appearing include Derek the King, Justin Case, the Missouri Bad Boys, Queen Caitlin, Tag Team Champs the Young Goats, Big Jack Parker, Mid-America Champion Trent Daniels, AHCW Champion Zero Hop Guy Smith, and many more. Stop right there. Also, on October the 23rd is the third anniversary of American Hostile Championship Wrestling, and it's going to be in Cooter, Missouri. That's right, October the 23rd. All the stars will be on hand for that night, and, well, you never know who will show up. Follow American Hostile Championship Wrestling on Facebook by searching American Hostile Championship Wrestling. Be there! Join our Patreon site with the lowest tier being $3. Go to patreon.com/shootingtheshiznit without a G. We have over 400 episodes uncut and uncensored, and we also give away big prizes. Join today. That was another great episode of Shootin' the Shiznit. Thank you for listening, and thank you to all our sponsors. A big shout-out to Bob McGee at Pro Wrestling's Between the Sheets. Remember, you can reach us on Twitter at ComicBookMarkBT, Instagram at BTShootinTheShiznit. That's right, Shootin' the Shiznit without a G. Facebook Shootin' the Shiznit, and Facebook Cool Kids Wrestling and MMA Talk. If we don't like you in that group, first you have to ask to get in. If we don't like you, we'll kick you out. All the episodes are at one place, and that's www.stspod.club. Podcast Roll Call. Who's Right Podcast. Homeboys Podcast. P3 Radio. My buddies Richard and Josh. My World with Conrad Thompson and my friend Jeff Jarrett. Lance's favorite include Nickology, Rock Solid, Playlist Wars. I'm Fat Podcast. Hey guys, remember, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.